It's the State Capitol Report on the morning show. I'm Lee Rayburn, and for Kate Archer Kent and the Wisconsin Eye, Public Affairs Network is just like C-SPAN, an independent nonprofit broadcasting as much as it can at the Capitol, but it's just for Wisconsin. With a funding plan now in place to help this public service, let's find out more about how this C-SPAN but just for Wisconsin operates. And you can call in with a question or share your views, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Email's always available to you anytime, ideas@WPR.org. John Hankus is president and CEO of the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network, also known as WisEye. And John, welcome to the Ideas Network.
It's a wonderful morning. Thanks for the opportunity. Appreciate it, Lee. Thanks.
Yeah, welcome. And is my comparison apt? How does Wisconsin Eye compare to C-SPAN, John?
Well, we often refer to Wisconsin Eye as the state's version of C-SPAN. So on that count, you're absolutely right on. We're different in a few ways. One is that we are not funded in whole or largely by state government or any one large entity. You know, C-SPAN out in D.C. was created as a product of the cable TV industry, and they're still pretty heavily involved. We'd like to think that we do it a little bit better because we have a little bit more independence, but it's a very close comparison, yes.
And give us some idea, John, what a day in the life at Wisconsin Eye is like, that work happening behind the scenes to figure out how you're going to broadcast the hearings, the floor sessions, and everything else that's taking place at the Capitol.
It's a day-to-day challenge. We have a small production staff, and they work incredibly hard. We are under contract with the Wisconsin legislature, with both houses, the Senate and the Assembly. And that contract gives us the access to have the cameras installed. We are required to make sure that we produce live coverage of the floor sessions, all of the Joint Finance Committee hearings during budget years, and then a number of the committee hearings. So we're not bound to cover everything. So to your question, on a busy day in the Capitol, when there might be 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 events going on, we have to make a call based on what are we required, first and foremost, to cover. And then secondarily, it's a bit of a subjective judgment as to whether we cover the Assembly hearing on this or the Senate hearing on that. So we get a little bit of pushback. Why didn't you cover my committee hearing? But all in all, we cover the Capitol pretty thoroughly on a day-to-day basis, even on those busy days. And what's really interesting to manage is we have the capacity right now, Lee, to fully produce 2 live streams from the Capitol. And by that, I mean we can drop in real time the lower third graphics and give a little bit more enrichment to what you see on your monitor or on your TV set. We can also produce up to 3 additional live streams, but without those further enhancements. So on a busy day, there might be 8 or 9 events. We can produce 5 in real time live. Now, with the endowment campaign in place, we achieve that endowment goal, and we'll be able to ramp those numbers up. I mean, we're already planning a year and a half down the road to take those 2 fully produced programs up to 4 and take the total number up to 8 or 9. Obviously, that involves more equipment, more gear, additional staff. But our mission is to, as best we can and as thoroughly as we can, provide citizens with access to what's happening in the Capitol.
We're talking about the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network, and our guest is the network president and CEO, John Hankus. And you can join our conversation with your questions. If you've used Wisconsin Eye in the past, your comments, 1-800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. So you mentioned this new funding agreement. WisEye is set to receive $10 million in state tax dollars. That is, if the network can match the dollar amount in private donations, John. So lawmakers approved this funding last May. Why does WisEye need this state? I think you kind kind of answered that, but you know, why do you see increasing the access to the capital providing for the state?
Well, when we were first started and went on the air in May in 2007, it became very evident to us that our primary audience, those who used it most often, it was an effective tool for state elected officials, for lobbyists, for advocacy groups, the news media, local government officials. But over time, more and more, there seems to be this growing interest in politics, in elections, in election outcomes. We are seeing more and more just regular citizen engagement in viewing the network. So we made a case with the legislature. You've not supported us in the past other than one time prior to the pandemic when we needed to replace the cameras in the Capitol. And the state participated in partially funding that effort along with a mix of private dollars. And then in the pandemic, when fundraising went absolutely in the tank, both the governor's administration and the legislature provided a needed shot in the arm. This is different. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to create a permanent endowment for Wisconsin Eye. And once achieved, that $20 million account will generate more than enough money to provide for the day-to-day operations as we currently exist. But just as significantly, perhaps more importantly, it allows us to really move the vision forward, make enhancements, increase access, do some things that we'd like to do, but we don't have the resources. I'll give you one example.
Yeah.
A few years ago, prior to pandemic, when fundraising was going pretty strong, we had additional dollars to do some documentary work, all under the umbrella of civic knowledge. And so we created a mini documentary series called Dealing with Dementia and went around the state talking with folks at all levels about this booming baby boom population into senior citizenship and the growing numbers of dementia and Alzheimer's, and how are we as communities and states dealing with that. It was pretty provocative, and it was very heart-rending with some of the stories that we told. We won some awards for that, and then on the heels of that, we did a full-blown documentary called Straightforward, The Truth About Addiction, where we told the story of five young 20-ish-year-old Wisconsinites of diverse backgrounds and experiences, all of whom were fighting through addiction to opioids. And I personally took that documentary to all school assemblies around the state and shared that with students. And we always would have a counselor with us or a pediatric neurologist, and we'd engage the kids in Q&A afterwards. And eyes were opened because it was a medically sound discussion of what happens to the teenage brain as it matures and why addiction becomes a lifelong challenge for these kids. So back to the point of the endowment, we will have excess funds beyond our operating budget to do some of this other really important work. So we're excited about the possibilities.
So the Wisconsin Eye is set to receive $10 million in state tax dollars. If you can match the dollar amount in private donations, what's the status of this matching grant program this morning, John?
It's a slow process.
Okay.
Wisconsin Eye is never first in line when it comes to charitable giving and putting our hand out and saying, please, would you? We're relatively a small, young organization when you compare us to other entities with full-blown fundraising staffs. I mean, it's essentially the board and myself on the road asking for consideration of funds. So here's the status. The very first gift to the endowment campaign was Chris Abley, the former Milwaukee County exec, whose family has a foundation called the Argosy Foundation. They made a $50,000 commitment. Well, immediately that becomes doubled in the endowment equation. The next three who participated at that same level of 50,000 were three of our unions in the state, the operating engineers, Local 139, the Carpenters Union, and the Laborers Union, which is really exciting to us because we want balance in this funding as well. Not that it would have influence in programming decisions, but we feel it's really important, just like our coverage, to extend balance and fair play. Right now, there's over $3 million in active asks that are under consideration around the state. And this would be individuals, foundations, national foundations, and businesses. And the strategy moving forward is we've kind of carved up the state, identified some potential leaders in each of those regions, and go for regional fundraising goals. And then the other strategy is we are engaging and collaborating with a number of sectors within the economy. These are all sectors that are concerned about public policy and regulation, and they have state issues, and they have lobbyists. So we're looking at the utility sector, the insurance, the legal, the technology, manufacturing, and the hospitality sectors as participants in this fundraising campaign as well. Bottom line, it's going well. It's a slow process.
Are you confident we're going to get there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I am absolutely confident.
The
value is there.
And
here's one evidence, Lee, of what's happening. Since the pandemic, viewership of Wisconsin Eye, we have had over 750,000 live and on-demand views of Wisconsin Eye programming in the last 3 years. 200,000 unique visitors. Our best performing year was last year, which was double what it was in 2021, which was also a state budget year. And last year, just in October, we achieved our highest viewed live program of 27,000 viewers. And that was the Joint Committee on Employment Relations, which was discussing the UW system pay increases, and Assembly Speaker Voss on the diversity, equity, and inclusion issue. So interest is growing, and with interest growing, our brand is growing and awareness is growing. And we believe that that $20 million goal is achievable.
You're listening to the State Capitol Report, and our guest is John Henkes, President and CEO of Wisconsin Eye. You can call in with your questions, thoughts about the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network and how you use it, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. I'm Lee Rayburn, and you're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. This is the State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. I'm Lee Rayburn, and our guest is President and CEO of Wisconsin Eye, John Henkes. John's been with Wisconsin Eye since the very beginning, co-founding the nonprofit that began broadcasting in 2007. Still time for your comments or questions for John at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And John, we got a big election year this year. We've got the Republican National Convention coming to Milwaukee in July. How is Wisconsin Eye preparing for the upcoming convention and elections?
Let's start with the latter first. We have a history now of providing unique campaign coverage in the form of in-depth 20-minute interviews, which we invite participation by every candidate in the general election running for statewide and federal office. And the participation rate this last time around was about 86%. So we go to about 10 or 11 different locations around the state. We sit down and we ask and get to know the candidates and put their positions out. We share that then with Wisconsin Public Broadcasting, with the Wisconsin League of Women Voters, with commercial news media, all in our commitment to help voters better understand who these folks are beyond sound bites and TV commercials. So we'll do that again this year. And then with regard to the Republican National Convention, we're still planning what our focus will be. We don't want to be just like every other media entity covering the event. So we're working to have access to the Wisconsin delegation on a daily, sometimes twice a day basis, where we can talk with convention delegates. We also plan to do some enrichment of, you know, what goes into all of this, the platform, the positions, what are the issues. And then in the spirit of balance and fair play, we will be working with those on the left side, the Democrat Party, to have their reactions and their inputs as well. So the convention is still a work in progress. We want to be different. We want to provide something that's Wisconsin focused, and we'll see what pops. But we got bright people and folks helping us to think through that piece of it.
Yeah, last year before the primary election for State Supreme Court, Wisconsin, I interviewed three of the four candidates running for an open seat there. And let's listen here to the part of the network's interview with the eventual winner, Janet Protasiewicz.
My judicial identity is for always for fairness, for integrity, for anybody coming in front of me anytime to know that they're going to get a fair shot, to know that I'm going to look at the law, to know that I'm going to be independent.
John, Wisconsin I was unable to interview one of the candidates, Jennifer Darrow, a Waukesha County judge. And when it comes to, you know, access, how do you fairly cover a candidate who may be unavailable to interview?
It's their choice to participate or not. I do remember with that particular candidate, we offered to come on site, and it was a campaign management decision to not participate in that interview. And there's really nothing we can do at that point. I mean, when you extend multiple opportunities to a candidate to either come to Madison or we'll meet you where you would like us to meet you, there's not much you can do, Lee. You give it your best shot.
In a bigger picture, in the media overall, how do you defend the network against accusations of bias or political bias, and how do you shoot right down the middle?
Again, it's day to day. Here's the rub. We will hear from the left side that we're leaning right, and we hear from the right side that we're leaning left. And we say, wonderful, we're doing our job. But the reality is the Republicans are running the agenda in the state legislature. So the temperature and the tone is set by the GOP. And we're bound to be there to cover official state proceedings. Now, in the sense of balance and fair play, we do a whole lot more than just cover those required official state proceedings. Last year, in addition to those proceedings, so floor sessions, committee hearings, we covered 430 events in addition, news conferences, rotary speeches, state bar mock trial, but a whole lot of things that wrap around state policy. And I can tell you, we ran the numbers of all of those events. Our board considered 245 of the 430 to be neutral, 105 leaning toward the Democrat side, and 80 leaning toward the Republican side. So in addition, then we do studio interviews beyond that other ancillary coverage. Last year, we interviewed in studio 51 individuals involved in state policy. 24 of those we considered to be neutral, such as having the head of the DNR's deer management program come in the fall and talk about the deer herd. So 24 neutral, 15 Democrat-leaning, 12 Republican-leaning. We are really attentive to the sense of balance and fair play. And as it relates to the state capitol coverage, the key words there are access, transparency, consistent coverage. As it relates to those other events, it's all about fair play and balance and accuracy. And then as it relates to the studio interviews, it's about diversity of opinion and civil dialogue. We don't want people yelling at each other. We don't want name calling. We moderate those conversations so that they truly are civil, instructional, informative, and hopefully memorable.
Hey, John, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
We appreciate the opportunity. Thanks so much.
John Henkes is president and CEO of Wisconsin Eye. You're listening to the State Capitol Report on the morning show. I'm Lee Rayburn, and this is the Ideas Network.